Emergency food relief charities around the country are celebrating the Prime Minister's decision to reverse a plan to slash funding to Foodbank. But now an internal row is developing within the charity. The Tasmanian head of Foodbank says his state isn't getting a big enough share of the federal funding, and he's questioning how much money is spent on running the charity. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
In a warehouse in Hobart, Foodbank volunteers are packing pasta sauce and cereal into hampers. But the Tasmanian director of Foodbank, Ed Gowden, is worried they will soon run out of supplies.
Yesterday we received 19 pallets, but we look at biscuits, we look at chips. These aren't nutritious foods. We know that people around the country are donating. We know that the government's giving money to provide the Key Staples program. We don't think we're getting our fair share.
Mr. Gowden says Tasmania is only getting 2% of the national share of food bank funding, funding that the government was threatening to almost halve. But after a public campaign, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's backed down. He announced on Twitter the government will keep funding food bank with $750,000 per year for the next 4.5 years. The Tasmanian director of Foodbank, Ed Gowden, is eager to get what he thinks is a fair share, and he's calling for a Senate inquiry into the charities that provide emergency food relief.
The taxpayer is putting dollars towards these charities and an understanding of charities working together. And we need to have an understanding where those dollars are being expended, in wages, in needs and other things. It's not about empire building. And from our perspective here in Tasmania, it's not about empire building whatsoever. We struggle to feed those people in need, and we need to feed them better.
Brianna Casey from Foodbank Australia says there's no need for an inquiry because all their annual reports are publicly available on the website of the government's Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission.
We are certainly well ahead of industry best practice, and in fact, we've got some of the lowest staff and administration costs in the charity sector.
And she insists the national organisation has been giving extra help to Tasmania.
Certainly at Foodbank, when we look at our Key Staples program and how best we can distribute what are scarce resources across the country, we use unemployment as a proxy. We know that underemployment also affects things, as does unemployment rates. So we get together and as a nation come together and look at those key contributors and how we can divvy that up across the country. In light of Tasmania's additional demands, we've actually sent additional food.
Other key providers in the sector also getting government funding are OzHarvest and Second Bite. The chief executive of Second Bite, Jim Mullen, explains that most money goes to paying people to deliver the food.
The function of our organisation is, like most charities, that the vast majority of our expenditure is on staffing because staffing delivers the service.
An expert in charities, Dr. Ruth Knight from the Queensland University of Technology, has written papers about the issue of unrealistic expectations that charities should not spend much money on administration.
We have to have a look much more at their impact. And if they're spending money on resources and equipment and training and education and quality assurance, if they're spending money on that but delivering massive impact, then we should be grateful to them that they're out there doing this difficult work.
The founder and CEO of OzHarvest, Ronnie Khan, is also defending the charity, saying every dollar that is invested provides 2 meals to hungry Australians.
I think a better use of time would be to look at the reasons why people are having to rely on food relief in the first place and provide funding and support to help get people back on the track. I think that would be incredibly useful. And I think that given that there are 4 million people who do suffer from food insecurity, that we all need funding to support those people.
That's the CEO of OzHarvest there, Ronnie Khan, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.